Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Governor Deval Patrick has unveiled his proposal for the state's budget for fiscal year 2012. Patrick's budget contains $570 million fewer dollars, the largest cut in 20 years. This leaner budget still totals $30.5 billion. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now from the State House. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Meghna.
So on Friday, Governor Patrick actually gave us a sneak peek at this budget by telling the Mass Municipal Association that he was going to cut local aid by $65 million. So that still leaves a lot in that $570 million cut. What else is on the chopping block?
Well, some of the big items, the governor's looking to slash $45 million for public defenders. And just last week, he said he wants to change the way the state contracts for those services. He's removing $23 million for emergency homeless shelters, $16.4 million for Department of Mental Health hospitals. These are just a few. The governor says there are many things we won't be able to do in this budget.
Some programs will end. Some facilities will close. Many services are being combined, and there will be more of that to come. On top of the 5,900 positions eliminated since 2008 in the state workforce, another 900 will have to go in the next fiscal year.
Now, the governor is also calling for a 2% cut in the administrative budgets for all the constitutional officers. That's the governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, and the auditor.
Steve, I understand that Governor Patrick is also looking very closely at what the state spends on health care, but obviously in Medicaid and mass health, and he wants to save quite a bit of money there. How does he intend to do that?
Yes, he wants to save $1 billion there. He wants to do that a couple of ways. For starters, he wants to hold the health care programs at the FY11 figures and avoid that $1 billion worth of estimated new costs due to Medicaid and health care expenditures. Now, those costs have increased by double digits every year since fiscal 2008. They're responsible for 39% of the state's budget. So he wants to look at the way that the state procures for those services and then renegotiate for them. He also wants to work with the federal government to shift some of the burden. For example, some people are eligible for both Medicaid, which the state pays for, and Medicare, which the federal government pays. He wants those patients who have services that are covered by Medicare to be paid for by Medicare, freeing up Medicaid dollars.
Well, you know, it's all a little complicated, but also sounds a little bit doom and gloom everywhere. Is that the case, or is there any spending increases proposed?
Well, he is proposing some spending increases. Of course, last week he announced that he wants to increase by $140 million state aid to schools. That's the so-called Chapter 70 money. He's also proposing boosting money aimed at youth violence prevention programs. Those are known as Shannon grants.
And, you know, Steve, as you remember, and many listeners do as well, the governor has said that he doesn't actually intend to increase taxes in order to balance the budget. Was he able to stay true to that promise with this proposal?
He was. The governor has said no new taxes, and so has the Senate president and the Speaker of the House. The governor, for the most part, is sticking to that. There are no broad-based tax increases in this budget. He is proposing the expansion of the state's bottle bill. That's something that's been floating around for a few years here, but hasn't gained a lot of traction. It might this year. That would bring in an additional $20 million, but he wants that money to be dedicated to recycling, water, and sewer relief. There's also a proposal to include a $2 fee on every car insurance policy, with that money going towards state police training.
And the reaction today on Beacon Hill, Steve?
They're still digesting what's actually in it. It's a big document. We'll just get some of the highlights. House Republican leader Brad Jones issued a statement welcoming the proposal, but he added that the governor often paints a rosier picture than perhaps what reality suggests. Human service advocates, of course, are very concerned about the cuts, which are coming on top of previous cuts. For many years, the Mass Taxpayers Foundation has been viewed as a nonpartisan observer of state finances here at the State House. MTF President Michael Widmer says the governor's budget does add up, but with a lot of pain. He wonders if the state can meet that ambitious savings that the governor wants to achieve in curbing Medicaid and health care spending.
He's talking about saving close to $1 billion in one fiscal year alone. That is exceedingly ambitious, unlikely to be realized. On the other hand, we have to do something about Medicaid, so I applaud him for taking this on in a major way. Even if he saves $500 million, that's $500 million that can go to other programs.
And Steve, finally, this is the governor's proposed budget, so what comes next?
Well, the legislature will take a look at it. The House Ways and Means Committee gets a first crack. Probably March or April usually is the timeline, although it varies from year to year. The legislature still hasn't really quite organized yet. The House Speaker hasn't made committee appointments, although it's expected that the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman will stay the same. There's no changes there. There's a new Senate Ways and Means Committee Chairman. He was just appointed, Senator Stephen Brewer, just last week. So it may take a little while for him to get up to speed. Usually by May, June, they'll have a budget.
WBUR Steve Brown at the State House. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Magna.